I take a shot of Hennessy, and I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of cess, weed laced with hash. Phone calls from my niggas on the other side. Two childhood friends just died. I couldn't cry. A damn shame. When will we ever change? It will remain from a 12 gauge to the brain. Arguments with my boo is true. I spend more time with my niggas than I do with you. Everywhere it's the same thing as the game. I'll be damned if a thing change. Fuck the fame. I'll be hustling to make a million. Lord knows ain't no love for us kiddo children. What is good, people? Hope everybody's had a good day. The week's just started. Technically the week's just started. Your boy is on the road. I literally just left the gym, just got out the shower, heading back to the crib now. So I figured, hey, why not record an episode, man? Had a pretty good day overall. I did 3 sessions today. I did 2 hours of cardio, not at the same time, but so like after midnight this morning. I forgot it was fucking daylight savings time, so the time went back. So it was still after midnight, so it went from like 1:59 to back to 1. I said, what the fuck? I said, oh, daylight savings time. So like I said, I did an hour cardio earlier. I did, I think it was 165 pounds of leg press, 30 reps of those, and then I did my usual shoulder shrugs, 60 shoulder shrugs with 60 reps of dumbbell curls. Like I said, I don't train for size. I just train to keep my muscle mass and stay lean and stuff like that. And like I said, I want to lose a little more weight. So I figure the more muscle mass I have the more likely I am to lose weight. Now, I'm not saying I was fat before. I just didn't have much to lose. Still don't have much to lose. So the fact that I lost 5 pounds, I was pretty surprised. I said, oh shit. You know, but nevertheless, man, I plan on making this another good week, working out wise and overall. So we'll see, man. I don't know how many sessions I'll do, but I'm just getting right into the topic, man. I've been thinking about this topic for the past few days. I actually started back watching one of the few content creators I do watch. Not saying I didn't like his channel or nothing like that, but I'll name drop him, Mr. Anthony L. Kelly. You know, salute to him. He and I don't know him personally, but I have commented I do comment on his videos quite often, or the ones I do watch. And, you know, he and I, you know, we have a mutual respect for each other. Well, I respect him. He really doesn't know me like that. But so the reason I brought him up, because I was watching this Corey Holcomb video, and he was talking about he reacts to Corey Holcomb a lot. Salute to Mr. Corey Holcomb, or the original City Boy, or OG City Boy, as I call him. Look at this shit, a fucking train. It's always a fucking train over here. It never fucking fails. I should go back that way. I don't know, never mind, a train coming. But yeah, so he was talking about Tyrese and his situation, and that made me think. I was like, okay, this could be a topic. Not necessarily saying solely about Tyrese, but that's what happens, you know, when black men, we don't know our worth. You know what I mean? We settle. I mean, here's Tyrese. I mean, by all accounts, he's what tier of, I don't want to say celebrity, but what tier of famous person would we give Tyrese? Like a low A-, high A, or like a A-, B-plus celebrity? You know what I'm saying? Not saying he's a Denzel or a Samuel Jackson, or more recently, or, you know, more modern, rather, Michael B. Jordan, or even the white girl slayers. I call them Jonathan Majors. Somebody going to be like, the white girl slayer. Hey, man, we got Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We got Jonathan Majors, the white girl slayer. But no, man, like I was saying, so I put Tyrese a tier below that. I mean, he is a good actor. He's a very talented singer and things like that. So, yeah, they talked about the situation of his divorce and his ex-wife or whoever. She said, I don't know which number of ex-wife that is, or which ex-wife that is for him. But yeah, so Tyrese, or she said, and I'm a paraphrase of quotes, his ex-wife, she said that she never would have divorced him, but her friends or family or somebody got in her ear, and that's what made her divorce him. And I was like, but you still want $20,000 a month or $15,000 a month or whatever the amount is. And I thought to myself, I'm like, now here's a brother who's immensely talented. I go as far as to say Tyrese is gifted. You know, a very successful brother. He's no homo. He's a brother who women find attractive. Well, that wasn't gay. I ain't got to say no homo, but he's a brother who women find, like a lot of women find him attractive. But yet, like, you settled it, you know what I'm saying? And this could also be, like, black men, we can't play victim to situations. Like, we can't play victim to situations that we create. And the reason I say that in regards to the Tyrese situation is because, like, okay, you've been through the, I don't know if this is the same ex-wife of his that he was, you know, on that notorious video when he was crying. I mean, I'm not gonna make light of that. I don't know why he was looking in the camera, holding the phone, still crying like a motherfucker. I mean, I get it. He was hurt. He was going through some things, but it's a time and a place for everything, man. Like, when you put shit out there for public consumption, I mean, you're at the public's mercy at the end of the day. We could say, oh, man, this is why black men don't open up, or this is why black men, you know, we have the mental issues, or we're in the mental and spiritual state that we're in because, you know, because we get made fun of every time we show emotion. There's nothing wrong with a man showing emotion. Like I said, even the Most High himself, he wept. You know what I mean? But the problem comes about, like, you know, when you do stuff like that, like recording yourself crying. I never understood why people do that, or I never understood why people go on social media to air out their drama to begin with. I'm not one of those type people. To be completely honest with you, even when I do have things going on in my personal life, like, I don't disclose that information because, like I said, once you put it out there for public consumption, fuck you. Like, once you put it out there for public consumption, shut up. Like, once you put it out there for public consumption, you know, like, you can't, bitch, I'ma teabag you if you blow that horn. Well, hey, come here. Matter of fact, disrespectful goat mouth horse neck bitch. Do it again. But nah, man, like I was saying though, you know, like, once you put some stuff out there for public consumption, I mean, you really can't bitch and complain to, like, oh, I don't need, like, why are all these people in my business? But you put your business out there for public consumption. And when you put it out there for public consumption, the public is going to assume that, like, okay, well, you must want our input, or you must want us to comment on it if you're going to do some shit like that, whether that be him crying on that video or, you know, all that other stuff. But like I said, man, like, when you are quote unquote valuable as a black man, especially, because my content is really directed towards black men. That's really no offense to any other race of man. But at the same time, I mean, my content is directed towards black men because I'm a quote unquote black man myself. You know what I mean? But like I was saying, like, when you're valuable, or when you are a high commodity, or you're a corporate entity, or you're a brand, or whatever the case may be, I mean, you shouldn't settle in general, you know what I mean? I don't recommend anybody settle, and I don't even mean just from a relationship aspect, I mean in general, just from an overall life perspective. I don't recommend any man, especially a black one, settle, because once you settle, you're literally settling for something that's beneath you, or you're okay with something that you know is beneath you, but you're just quote unquote settling for it. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're better than the job you're at, but you still gonna settle because you're getting a paycheck. Like, you know you better than this female, or you know you can do better than this female you fucking with, whether that be your baby mama, whether that be this female you just can't let go, or maybe she your first, and, you know, and, hey, from experience, I know how that shit is, man. You know, hey, once you get your first, not to be funny, but once you get your first piece of ass, man, that changed your life. You know, like Lil Boosie said in that song, Betrayed, made a shit a tell how she changed a nigga. You know what I'm saying? But That's a great song, by the way. That may be my favorite Lil Boosie song. Father God, I've been betrayed. Actually, I'm gonna listen to it. Like, but yeah, man. Like I was saying, like you can do better than this female, or maybe you can get a better female, or maybe you can just stay to yourself for a while and elevate in areas need to elevate in, or maybe you know you shouldn't be hanging around these low-level dudes who all they want to do is just smoke, get high, be unproductive, talk about females 24/7, but you're still hanging around these cats for whatever reason. Maybe you grew up with them. Maybe these are dudes, you know, you grew up with, you played football or basketball with, y'all in the same neighborhood, your grandmamas or mamas went to school with each other. So, you know, but still, you know, settling can really stunt your growth and your development as a black man. You know what I mean? And like I said, that's not even necessarily, I'm going to pull over somewhere and park. I'm literally just right down the street from the house. The gym isn't that far. It's another gym over here, like right down the street, but they kiss my ass talking about $50 a month. I'm like, for $50 a month, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. If they had like a sauna and shit in there, because like I want to do saunas and shit too. If they had like an infrared sauna in this gym, I ain't gonna lie. I pay for it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm paying for the services. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Look at that shit over there. Yeah, go right there. But, yeah, man, so like I was saying, like, settling really stunts a black man's growth and development. Where do I want to park at? I want to park somewhere secluded. Decisions. Oh, I can park right here. But, yeah, man, so like I was saying, yeah, man, don't settle. And like I said, this episode, whether that be a Tyrese Gibson, whether that be Will Smith, not going to spend all day talking about Will Smith, but you see what happens when you sell it, whether that be a Will Smith, whether that be a Tyrese Gibson, hell, to a lesser degree, or depending on how you view it, or depending on the degree you view it, hell, even Marcus Jordan, which is Michael Jordan's son, you know, he's selling it too. Somebody going to be like, well, how is he selling it? Hey, man, I look at it like I say, man, I'm not one of these type of people. I don't really give a damn who these public figure or not. Whoever you want to fuck with, that's your business and your prerogative. I look at it like if I'm not fucking her, or y'all know my motto, if I'm not fucking her or getting no money with her, or she's not providing any benefit to me, I don't give a fuck. Even if she is, I don't give a damn what you do when you're not around me. Just don't bring that shit around me. You know what I'm saying? But the reason I said Michael Jordan is selling, because I'm like, bro, you're Michael Jordan's son. I mean, I'm not one for tricking, but I'm like, bro, you can have any woman you want. Even if you can't get them, just like, even if you can't get the quote unquote women, just the fact that you're Marcus Jordan, your initials are literally MJ. You can have any woman you want, bro, and you get Scottie Pippen and Future's leftovers. And I mean that with all due respect. Or like Future said in that song, he was like, I was smashing the bitch. You know, I was smashing the independent house suite by the door with my Gucci flip-flops on. I don't mean no disrespect. I'm like, nigga, that is the most disrespectful. Dirty Soda, Spike Lee, White Girl, Ice Tea, Fully Loaded AP. I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip-flops. That song. Thought it was a drought. That's my shit right there. Bitch, I'ma choose a dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose you. They don't like it when you telling the truth. I'd rather be real than you. Facts on facts, Future. But yeah, man, like I was saying, where my phone at? Or what my other phone at? There we go. But yeah, man, like I was saying, so taking another man's leftovers and doing all this other shit, man, it's like, I think, man, we're in the, and when I say we, I mean, like, men collectively, especially black men, like, we're in a time period nowadays, man, where we really lost the essence of what it means to really be a man, you know what I mean? And to further elaborate on what I mean by that, like, we don't know our worth. We don't know our values. Like, our testosterone is at an all-time low. We're feminine collectively. We're not in our masculine. We're not in our true frame. We're not in our right of mind. We're too emotional when it comes to women. We think anybody who offers a critique or says something in a critical way is hating. And it's just so messed up nowadays, man. And it's sad to see it, too, because I'm like, you know, where do we go wrong as men? You know, I know, you know, depending on who you ask, I know men go say, oh, it's these bitches out here, man. I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? If like, I get so tired of hearing that, bro. I'm like, bro, y'all give him, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm on my podcast. I can't get demonetized or flagged. If I do, fuck it. Suck a dick. The coffee's still good. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, though, like, y'all giving women too much power. Like, when I hear a man say that, like, oh, man, this is all these bitches out here. I'm like, I mean, depending on what aspect we're talking about, even if we were talking about the quote-unquote relationship or dating aspect or whatever you want to call it, like, you still giving the women too much power and credit, bro. Like, for real. So, you mean to tell me just because you, like, how wet and tight her shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got that much control over you? And I know Eric Spears, salute to him, that's my favorite comedian. I know he says that pussy is potent, but I'm like, that shit shouldn't be that goddamn powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be the appetizer. That shouldn't be the entree. You know what I'm saying? Problem is, dudes have pussy for you. That's the appetizer, the entree, and the dessert. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just keeping it to a dessert or as an appetizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, too much of anything is bad. But nowadays, man, like, when I see these stories, like I said, about a Tyrese Gibson, and I'm like, man, and then that female he's with now, like I said, I really don't give a damn who you with, Bam, 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 bam. Oh, my bad. I had him on my sorry. Rest in peace to Mr. Bernard McCollum, a.k.a. Bernie Mac the Goat. But, like I was saying, man, I don't really care about who you with, who you dating, who you marrying or whatever. I really don't care, public figure or not. But, man, like, when I see certain shit, I'm like, bro, I mean, I ain't no Tyrese. I'm not no known person, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got money like that. But at the same time, I'm like, bro, I ain't no way in hell. Like, if I had half of that shit, I'm like, bro. And I don't think, and it's sad to see it, but at the same time, it's like, bro, that's why I say, man, like, cats who put too much emphasis and onus on having money, fame, and status and all that shit, I'm like, bro, you gotta view yourself as that dude before you get it. Because if you don't view yourself as that dude and then you get it, you get a situation like Tyrese. You get a situation like Will Smith. You get a situation like Marcus Jordan. You get a situation like, who else? Hell, I know they ain't gonna like me for this one. Shit, to a lesser degree, even Michael B. Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna be like, damn, why you had to throw Michael B. Jordan in there? Well, shit, I mean, he was with Lori Horvey. Horvey. But, yeah, he was with her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, ain't no way in hell. I'm like, bro, like, as far as, like, the current actors, I'm like, bro, you that dude for real, bro. You a A-list, quote-unquote, celebrity. Don't care for that term, but I'll use it in this case. You're an A-list celebrity. You're in all these movies. You're the apple of a lot of women's eye. A lot of dudes want to be you. You know what I'm saying? You got all this money and all that bullshit. You know, I'm like, bro. This is one of the reasons why I say I don't believe in that alpha male shit. Because if, like, when I hear the term alpha male, and I think it's my first time mentioning this on my podcast, even if it's not my first time, it's one of the, I haven't mentioned it in a while. But, like, when I hear the term alpha male, I think of somebody like a leader in the community. I think about a boss. I think about I think about a leader of a household. I think about, you know, somebody who's impacting lives and things like that. When I hear the term alpha male, that's what I think about. Not just because you got a lot of money and people know your first name and women want to fuck you. That don't make you no alpha male. I mean, shit. There's some gay dudes out here with that. You mean tell me? Shit, I mean, there's some gay dudes out here, females are fuck. So are the gay dudes alpha males too? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, if like you, like, it's best to view yourself as that dude before you get it. So when you get it, you know, it's not all foreign to you, you know. But that's easier said than done, especially when you come from a certain environment, where you come from. No disrespect, but you come from a matriarchal environment. You come from an environment you grew around none, like you grew up around nothing but women, your mama, your grandmama, your aunties, your older sisters or whatever. And then you go from one matriarchy to another. You know, you go from being around three or four different women to you get into a relationship, you move in with your girl, and then that's another situation and whole other dynamic within itself. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, I just don't know where we went wrong as men. You know, like that, like our testosterone is at an all-time low. Like we're not the man of our grandfathers and our great grandfathers. You know what I'm saying? Like we're very feminine collectively. Shit, we try to outdo the women, and I'm like, bro, how the hell do you try to outpretty the woman? And what I mean by outpretty the woman is like we do shit that women do. You know what I mean? Like it's in a woman's nature to be more emotional and not use logic and go off of how she feels or what she thinks instead of what she knows. Like, man, we don't do shit like that. We were made to be more logical and rational. You know what I mean? But it's sad, man. It definitely is sad. But like I said, man, we just have to go back to what really makes us men. And first and foremost, we have to really get right with the higher power. That brother, that meaning, that walk in. But yeah, man, we have to get connected to the higher power, the Most High, God, Yahushua, Jesus, whatever name you choose to call him. And then everything else will fall into place. Because it's just as a people, man, like we're really lacking spiritually. You know, that's why the suicide rate is what it is. That's why the crime rate is what it is. You know, that's why stuff like, you know, divorces and shootings and things like that are at an all-time high, because we're not spiritually on the same wavelength, or we're not spiritually connected or in sync with the Most High. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying being with the Most High would eliminate all those things, but it wouldn't be to the degree as it is. You know what I mean? Like now, man, like it's like when I see, like when I, cause I don't really go out like that. Like I be out on the road a lot. I'm either on the road or I'm at the gym, the store, stuff like that. But even me going to those places and I look around, cause I'm very aware of my environment. You know what I mean? Although I'm not a party goer or nothing like that. But like I said, I do like to be aware of my environment and my surroundings. So when I see dudes, man, I see them nowadays, and they're just like so feminine. They sagging pants and doing all this shit. Matter of fact, like that night I went and got my tattoo, it was this white dude. He wasn't talking to me, so he was like walking on the other side of the street, and I guess he was on the phone or something. He was like, yeah, 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 bitch, yeah, 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 yeah. And then he was doing all that, and I was just like, okay. I mean, I really, and like I say, he was a white dude. Him saying the N-word, that doesn't bother me. Yeah, man. So like I said, man, I don't give people the power to offend me. Even if he did direct that towards me, he wouldn't have made it home. But I'm just saying that, you know, I don't let stuff like that bother me. You know what I mean? But I just look at stuff like that. And then when I see, like, the black men, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to say this. Like, black men see other black men in public, and they're just looking for an issue. You know what I mean? It's like they're just looking for something to complain about, bitch about. Like I say, you see another, like a black man sees another successful black man or a brother doing well in public, he's looking at him up and down like, why you gotta have a nice car? Why you gotta have an attractive female? Why I can't have that? Instead of trying to learn from him and see what you can take from him and apply it to your own life, or, you know, whatever it is that you do for a living, you just want to hate on this brother because he got it and you don't have it for whatever reason, you know? So it's stuff like that. And it's stuff like that is also why I say I stay to myself. Yeah, man, black men, we're in a very sad state right now. I'm not saying it's every black man, but collectively, like, we're not in a good space right now. We're not in a good mental space right now. We're not in a good spiritual space, financial space. Like, we're not in a good space in many aspects of our lives collectively. And it's sad to see, because we are the most talented and gifted man on the earth. I don't think I'm breaking news by saying that, because a black man, especially the young black man, is the most copied man in the world. I don't really care who likes me saying that and who doesn't. I mean, it's a fact. You know, I mean, prime example, look at clothing brands. With clothing brands, they market to a certain audience. Who's their target demographic? You know what I mean? It's the young urban black man, or it's the young quote unquote black man. You know what I mean? So with that being said, like, yeah, we're in a sad state, man. Public figure or not, especially as public figures, because like I say, we come from quote unquote nothing. We come from the gutter. We come from the slums. We come from these impoverished and matriarchal environments. So when we get a little bit of money, we get a little bit of fame, we get a little bit of status, get a little bit of notoriety or whatever the case may be, we're automatically insecure. So when you're insecure, you have money, cough, cough, you end up like Will Smith. You know what I mean? And that's not me digging at Will Smith or taking shots at him. But you don't want to end up like that. Like I say, man, I don't care how much money you got. And you can tell when a man is insecure, too, because when you're just having a regular conversation, let's say we in public, you know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, good, bro. How you doing? Man, I got millions and millions of dollars. Where the fuck that came from? I mean, that's great. I'm happy you got I'm happy you got millions of dollars. Quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. But it's like, bro, like everything you talk about like your material possessions, and that's really an insecurity. You know what I'm saying? I don't really give a damn who likes me saying that or who doesn't, but it's a fact. You know what I mean? Like, as a man, if you have to, like, as a man, I look at it like, if you have it like that, you don't have to say it. It like, it shows, you know, it's like a certain walk you have. It's a certain way, like, you carry yourself and things like that, and people can sense that. You know, like I said, I mean, people having, like, if you have a lot of money, or if you have these material possessions like you claim you do, hey, more power to you, I salute it. But at the same time, bitch, turn, god damn it, don't take all that to turn, and ain't shit coming. But like I was saying, man, as a man, if you have it like that, you don't need to flaunt it. You know, like I say, I mean, I get it. Some people are flashy. Some people want to flaunt their wealth and their riches and jewels and the finer things of life. Hey, more power to you. But like I say, man, you, or like that saying I have, or that quote or whatever, I say, people want that cake and eat it too. Well, you can't complain about the pounds that it puts on you. You know, you can have your cake and eat it too, but just know you're going to put on some pounds. And when you do, you can't say, oh, I'm getting big. Well, you're eating, you having your cake and eating it too. Or like J. Cole said in that song Headbustin', where he was like, they say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I say this cake, this is what you're supposed to do. That shit goes so hard. Right, man, fuck Spinrilla. They started faking. But yeah, man, my bad. That was a mixtape app I used to have. I probably got it on SoundCloud. I think I got that song on SoundCloud. But yeah, man, like I was saying, so I really said all of that to say, whether that be Tyrese, whether it be Scottie Pippen. How did I forget Scottie Pippen? Scottie Too Hottie. Scottie Simpson. You know, or whatever the hell they be calling Scottie Pippen. Like I say, man, Scottie Pippen is one wrong text message or one news story away from being a serial killer. I said that shit on Instagram in the comments section, or no, not Instagram. I said that shit on a YouTube page, and the person, they were like, damn, bro, why you say that? I said, bro, Scottie Pippen, these last few years been going through it. That's not even me being funny. That's me being as real, as transparent as I can. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, unfortunately, he had a son of his passed away. No, that's very unfortunate. So to an extent, like stuff like that, I sympathize and I empathize with Scottie Pippen, you know, because I'm like, man, no parent should have to bury a child. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm like, Scottie, you know what kind of woman you was dealing with, man. Like, if we know, and we don't even know her like that, I know you know, and you in that life or whatever, or you're a part of that inner circle or whatever, you know? But like I said, man, whether that's a Tyrese, whether that's a Will Smith, whether that's a Scottie Pippen, whether that's a Marcus Jordan, whether that's a whoever, man, like I look at these men and plenty of others, not just public figures, but man, I see in general, and I'm like, man, I don't care how much money and fame you have. Like, if you don't believe you're like you're that guy, or if you don't view yourself in that way, you're not confident. Because fake confidence, you know, like if you have fake confidence, I mean, I know they say fake it till you make it, but if you really don't view yourself as that dude, it's gonna show sooner or later. You can talk all that shit in front of these females and people you want to, all you want to, but when pressure is applied, you know, and I don't necessarily mean on no street shit, but when pressure is applied, you know, hey, everybody can't handle pressure. You know what I mean? So I think I did enough yipping and yakking, or yapping. But like I said, man, black men collectively, which is in a sad state of affairs, man, it's sad to see it because we're the most talented and gifted man on earth. Like I said, I'm not breaking news by saying it. Everybody knows what I'm saying is true. All the other races of people know it except us. You know, it's kind of like Bruce Leroy in The Last Dragon. Like, he was looking for the master, and the whole time he had the glow, and he was the master. You know what I'm saying? Or like that Nas song, my favorite Nas song, The Slave and the Master, on the chorus. He said, what you looking for? You the question and the answer. You know? So yeah, man, it's just sad to see it, man. And then, like I said, man, like I was saying earlier in the episode, man, like, I don't really... Like, I see a lot of this stuff, like, on Instagram and YouTube and stuff like that, but I try not to, or I do my best not to comment on it. Like, I didn't even comment on that list these females made, and I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. I'm not talking about that. I'm really not. It's really no point, you know, because I look at, like, man, the stuff everybody tries to talk about, I try to not talk about, or I try to avoid, because it's, like I said, man, the redundancy and the repetitiveness, it does get old after a while. That's why, like, that's one of the main reasons, like, I have, like, a lot of podcast ideas or topics in my mind, but I'm like, nah, let me sit on this a few more days, or let me wait until a certain topic dies down, and then I may talk about it, or whatever the case may be. But like shit like that, man, like that list, and I'm like, bro, people were so obsessed with this shit. Like, I was literally, man, I shit you not, when was that? It was when I went to Dallas, man, and my cousin, my uncle, and I was just reading comments, and because, you know what I'm saying, like, you know how it is when you with your people, man, you be vibing and kicking and shooting the shit, whatever you want to call it. So I was listening to these, when I wouldn't listen to them, my cousin and my uncle was, I was just sitting on the couch, I was dozing off like a motherfucker, my head was nodding and shit. Boy, that shit was funny. It was like, you tired, bro? I was like, man, that first night I was up all night, I was up to like 6 that morning. Man, like I said, man, you know how it is when you with your people, man, having a good time. So I was, it was these different content creators, and I'm like, bro, they got 30-minute videos, 45-minute videos, hour and 30-minute videos. I'm like, bro, this is what the fuck y'all spending all this time talking about? I'm like, God damn. I'm like, bro, hey, I'm like, shit, that money must be nice. On some life genius shit. Like, damn, is it really that good? And all these gold digging women disappear. You still be here. It must be nice. It'd be my shit right there, boy. I love that damn song. But no, man, I'm like, damn, them chicks must be nice. Like, shit. Like, damn, bro. Ain't no way in West Haven, boy. You shit, 30 minutes. The shit like that, I may spend, if I am going to talk about it, not saying I am right now, I'm just saying if I was going to talk about some shit like that, I may post about it in my Instagram story. That's it. That's not podcast material. Sorry, not sorry. That's the shit like that, bro. I really try to stay away from it. That's what I mean, man. Like, I mean, yeah, we're in a social media era, man. Like people jump on the first story they see, man. And I think, in my opinion, or from what I've seen, and in my opinion, man, people really do that. I'm not saying I'm justifying it, but I see why. Because it's like so many people can relate to it, you know? But at the same time, and that ironically ties into what I'm saying now. Like, man, us not knowing our worth, you know what I mean? We deal with women that don't want to deal with us, or people that don't have our best interests. And yeah, we spend so much time focusing on that instead of focusing on ourselves or people that really want to deal with us, you know. And I don't necessarily mean just from a relationship aspect. Maybe it's, you know, you got somebody who wants to be your quote-unquote friend or somebody that want to be cool with you or that doesn't want anything from you. You know what I'm saying? But yet we still worried about the female who rejected us in elementary and middle school. You see what I'm saying? And that's why, man, I may make a topic on this, like why I don't do collabs like that, generally speaking, with other content creators. Like I say, man, like I said before, man, like I keep saying, like I'm very, very observant. Like I pay attention to a lot of shit, and I see a lot of shit, man. It's so much shit that I see that I don't comment on. And because I'm of the firm belief, you don't have to comment on any and every little thing you see. Because for one, it's not worth it. And two, it's not worth it. And three, it's not worth it. So, yeah, man, with that being said, black man, we're just in a sad state of affairs, man. Like the stuff we need to focus on, we're not focusing on. We focusing on Cheesecake Factory and fucking the list dumbass females make and what young boy got going. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I'm like, this really what motherfuckers really talking about? Like, I mean, they was talking about that. They was talking about that shit every day. They still talking about it. I'm like, bro, y'all still talking about this shit? Like, yeah, damn, I don't know what I'm gonna come on my own list. Motherfuckers, shit need to stop talking about. I need to stop talking about females that rejected you. You need to stop talking about all this other bullshit people don't care about. I don't care about it. That's why I don't listen to it or watch. Like I said, make your money. I respect your hustle, kind of, not really. But hey, if that's how you get your money, more power to you. I ain't doing no shit like that. Fuck you. But like I said, man, I did enough yapping. Yeah, I got back to the crib a few minutes ago. About to go ahead and clean up, lay down, probably call it a night. It feels so good sleeping without an alarm. Boy, that'd be the best sleep right there in the world. No? And I'm the type of person, man, like when I don't sleep with an alarm, I shit you not, I sleep all day. But if I sleep with an alarm on, I sleep 2 hours. I'm like, look at this shit right here. The only time that shit really work good is if I'm asleep during the day and I want to go to the gym again or if I got some errands to run or something like that. But outside of that, bro, I'm just like, man, what the boop is going on right here? You know, like I guarantee you, if I go to bed, let's say I go to bed midnight, 12:30. I'll wake up 6:30, 7 o'clock, six and a half, 7 hours of sleep, feeling good. Man, if I set an alarm, if I go to sleep at 12:30, my stupid ass, I'll be right back up at like 2:45. Like, what the hell? But it happens sometimes, man. But like I said, man, black men, we're in a sad state of affairs. We just need to focus on what's really important, not all this dumb extra shit that's going on because the shit's really a distraction. And all that shit really stems from us not knowing our worth. You know what I mean? Like, whether that be from the females we deal with or the people we hang around or the shit that we believe in or lower ourselves to, whatever the case may be, just goes with us, or that just comes from us not knowing our worth. And I also said this on my Instagram story earlier, if you feel the need to prove other people wrong, then you're not valuable. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm sorry, I'm messing that quote up. I said, I forgot what I said in the first half, but the second half, I do remember what I said. I said that if you feel the need to prove people wrong, then those people are right. You know, just prove yourself right. And you prove yourself right, people are proven wrong. Like, going out of your way to prove people wrong and show people your worth or, you know, and shit like that. If you feel like you have something to prove to people, then, you know, then you're not as valuable as you think you are, you know. Because when you know you're truly valuable, you like, fuck people. Like, either they gonna like me or not. Either way, that's not gonna take away from me. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, that's the episode. I don't know when I'll make another one or what the next topic will be or what it'll be about. But I'll do my best to make it a good one. But yeah, man, y'all have a good night. I'm about to go in here and clean up a little bit. Yeah, y'all get off my damn phone.